The recently released 2013 Clean Tech Leadership Index, published by Clean Edge Incorporated, has ranked Massachusetts second behind only California in an overall ranking that scores states on measures to promote energy efficiency, industry policy, technology development, and capital investment. New York also made the top 10 and was ranked fourth overall. Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources Commissioner Mark Sylvia said that much of the progress recognized by the report could be attributed to policy enacted in Massachusetts, including the Global Warming Solutions Act and the Green Communities Program, both started in 2008 to promote energy efficiency. Sylvia said that the state has also been rated the number one state in energy efficiency for the past 2 years by the American Council for an Energy Efficiency Economy, and that the rankings have caused other states pursuing clean energy goals to look to Massachusetts as an example.
States like New York and Maryland and Wisconsin have reached out to us to learn about our Green Communities Program because, in particular in New York and Maryland, they've just launched their own community-based clean energy programs, and they've asked us to share our experiences.
Under the policy category, Massachusetts was ranked first in the nation. The category measures climate change policy, transportation, building codes, and the renewable portfolio standard. New York ranked third and Connecticut 10th. The Commonwealth was also ranked first in the capital category, which focuses on venture capital investment and research. New York ranked fourth and Vermont 7th. Alicia Barton, president and CEO of the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, a quasi-public agency that works to promote economic development through renewable energy, highlighted strategies including the pilot Innovate Mass program, which through private partnerships provides funds to start up clean energy businesses.
One of the things that's a challenge for small businesses, for startup companies, is going from the lab to the field and to showing customers and investors that you have a technology that works when it's field tested. And by creating support for that type of technology development, by creating grants that directly leverage private dollars, you see those companies get an opportunity to advance and grow their business and also potentially develop game-changing technologies.
Barton also said programs like Solarize Massachusetts, a solar energy group buy program for specific communities, helped the state set a new target for installed solar this year after the state reached its 250 megawatt goal 4 years early. In May. The new target is 1,600 megawatts by 2020. Barton said the policies and programs have helped create thousands of jobs for clean energy companies, technicians, auditors, and others.
The clean technology sector is one of the fastest growing parts of the Massachusetts economy. It grew by over 11% last year, and we now have 72,000 workers participating in clean energy activities in Massachusetts, and we have 5,000 small, medium, and large businesses that participate in those activities.
Commissioner Sylvia said that the state's success in developing new technology to save costs and reduce greenhouse gases will continue.
We believe we have a really good focus, and that, as the governor says, a generational responsibility, and that's really ultimately at the end of the day what this has been all about.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.